You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
One other big show coming to an end, long-running show, also aired for 25 years, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy's done?
Finally ending after 25 seasons. She's done with Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'll continue to air in reruns as she takes on a new series. I thought, Jesus, Judy, step
just
aside already.
Yeah, like,
she makes so much. Why would you stop?
Yeah, guess, yeah. Why would you stop?
The richest lady ever.
Yeah, why would
she
you stop?
She is the highest paid person on television, earns $47 million a year. She signed her current contract with CBS 5 years ago. That deal took her through 2020 and included a first look production deal at her production company. She is going to start another show called Judy Justice.
Oh.
Well, will it be like less of a court thing or will it be just a flat out court?
She's not quite saying what exactly Judy Justice will be.
Because I do get it, like, you've been doing the same thing for a long time. You want to change it up. Like, yeah. She's still going to make a fortune.
It sounds the same.
It does sound
Judy
the same.
Justice.
Judy Justice.
Judy
Justice. I'm not Judge Judy. I'm Judy Justice now.
Yeah.
Huh. Let me get this straight. You're going to judge on stuff, some justice?
I'm going to give justice to people.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit behind a bench and give justice to people.
You're going to do justice. Bert's still with her.
I wonder if it's a way for it just to be sold to another network.
Well, it is not going to be on CBS.
So there you go. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So Judy Justice
is going
elsewhere.
It can't
be called Judge Judy because they own the rights to the old show.
There
we
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
More cash.
She's crazy.
That's right.
She's crazy awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Judge Judy. She is funny to me.
I know a guy who's very attracted to her.
Really?
You do?
I'm not attracted to her.
I do. Mm. I know a guy who is.
I'm definitely not attracted. There's another person I never had a sexual thought about, Judge Judy.
I hear she's wild in the sack, though.
This guy, he may be caught wind of that.
There was like a big article or something. Like, Judge Judy gets freaky. She'll punch in your mouth.
I don't know. I want to do this.
Tell my buddy that.
Judy's sex life. Let's look this up.
I bet she judges your sexual.
It is sparking a bit of a memory. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Why.
I feel like she's like a dominatrix.
Yeah, I forget where I was. I was reading it. Judge Judy's sex life.
Judge Judy is great in bed, says her husband.
Mm. Yeah, see,
Jerry.
I don't want to think about those two having sex.
No.
Judge Judy and her husband dished about some secrets. It started off as an innocent interview. And then, the only place I don't have any awards out in the open is in the bedroom, she said. Her husband said,
no awards? She just gave me an award last night.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Gross.
Huh.
Gross.
So gross. Yeah, no, I heard she's aggressive. I don't know why that's floating around in there.
Hmm.
But I always
could see that.
I figured she's one of the.
You think
ladies.
She like pegs him? Prepare to peg?
Man,
Jerry.
I never thought about that. She does for sure.
Definitely.
I bet pegs him with a gavel.
Yeah, oh my
gavel.
God. Wow.
She gavels
that's big on
the
end.
In the court.
Yeah. Oh,
this courtroom is out of order, Jerry.
Yeah.
Bend over.
God knows what those two get up to.
She'll punch it right in your face.
Yeah. You know it.
Yeah, I feel like she would.
A lot of leather.
Denim and leather.
Denim and leather.
Yeah. She whips off her robe and it's just some kind of dominatrix.
That's what I think.
Little number.
That's what I think she gets into.
Yeah,
so this season of Judge Judy will be the last, and then Judy Justice will premiere on different channels, but they'll continue to run reruns of Judge Judy.
Man,
I mean, honestly, they could run reruns for the next 25 years because people, they got 25 years worth of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is
Maury still on?
I think so.
I think we look this up once a year.
I know, but
it feels
more
often.
When we were in Florida and I turned the TV on at one point and Maury was like thanking everybody and like the show was
probably still on.
No, it's still on.
Yeah.
Just started another episode aired last week.
Yeah.
My God.
Just airs at different times in different markets.
I think so.
He's done over 3,500 episodes. First started airing in 1991.
Season 22, episode 84. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So, yes, Maury is.
Judge Judy's going to be.
I wondered. I thought he was done, but we always think he's done, and then we find out he's not.
She's going to be so rich when her show goes into syndication.
Oh.
And then she's doing Judy Justice.
Yeah. Like
she's got,
like Lisa said, there's no reason for this girl to have to work.
She's a pretty fascinating lady too. Like before she got in all this court stuff, like she's intense court stuff. Like she did like family law or something in New York City.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think she's the kind of person like, so what is it? CBS has said you're done, we're done with you. So she's like, oh, okay, well that's fine. You think I'm done. I'm going to start this Judy Justice. I'll go to the next network and I'll kill you for a whole entire hour every single day.
What network picked her up?
No, they haven't said yet.
Oh.
No one yet.
They haven't announced that yet because she still has to ride out her contract with CBS.
Okay.
Right.
People are like, she has a huge dumper. She's thick. Google it.
She's thick. What?
Judge Judy's got a juicy booty?
That's what we're hearing.
Can't see with that
Judy
robe.
Ass.
She sits down. I don't know.
Judge Judy ass. I never thought about those words together before.
Oh,
wow, she does have a juicy booty.
Whoa.
I have no idea.
She's got like Kim Kardashian type stuff going on there.
They call her Judge Booty.
That should be the name of her show.
Judge Booty.
Judge Booty.
Judge Booty.
Oh my God, she'd attract like a whole different audience. Mm-hmm.
Judge's booty.
Judge's booty.
That's a big old booty.
But she's like really slim up top and then, but dog.
What's that picture down there? Is it she with Shaq? Down there?
Is Shaq slipping up?
Shaq's carrying
She doesn't look like she's got a big old butt there.
No, not really.
Ooh,
oh, look. Oh, my.
Judge Judy in lingerie on her yacht.
No, that looks real.
You think that's really her body?
Pin on all things fashion.
I think somebody took a promotion.
Dave thinks everything is real. I mean, it looks like her. Is that her big old knockers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Dave suddenly attracted a judge.
No, I'm not.
You never thought about it.
You guys saw her overhanging gut down there,
well,
too.
Well, I guess you can scratch Dave's comment that he never had a sexual thought about
I did not
judge
have a sexual thought. That wasn't a sexual thought. That wasn't
until
sexual.
Today.
It was just I wondered if those were her see-through shirt knockers.
Yes, Judge Judy, I'll call you, Your Honor.
Yeah, exactly.
She's... No, I do not find her... There's nothing... Who's she kissing on the lips?
Judge Judy's a
rancor. That's that Brady Bunch mom.
No, Brady Bunch mom.
69!
I'm wondering if this is Photoshop. These
I don't
pictures
know. It looks
booty.
Like it.
The butt, because the butt photos are
the,
fake.
The butt
yeah.
photos.
Yeah,
fake.
I just clicked on one of them, and when I scrolled down, that's the real picture.
Yeah, no. That makes more sense.
So she does not have a big juicy booty.
No.
Not it's as juicy
those,
as that.
Those pictures are fake. If anyone really fell in love with her ass, you're wrong.
Somebody clicked on that, and then it affected them so deeply, they texted in, Judge Judy is thick.
Yeah.
She's thick. Yeah, they're all fake. Sorry. Sorry to ruin your Judge Judy ass fantasy.
But if she had a booty like booty. That, Booty Justice would be great.
Oh, man.
That would be appointment television. Booty Justice.
Booty Justice.
I'm tuning in. I don't care how many mean things you say about pitbulls. I'm still tuning in for Booty Justice.
Right.
The Booty Justice is such a great name for a show.
It really is.
They actually have to do it.
Booty
Justice.
It's Booty Justice.
She twerks the final, like, who's the woman with the big old ass?
Judge Booty!
Don't waste a time.
Oh, man. Listen, another great idea we just gave away, Booty Justice.
Yeah. Her bailiff would have to get a different outfit, though.
Oh, sure, once it's Booty
All
Justice.
All right, for the judge's booty.
Oh, man.
Here
comes Judge Booty, everybody.
Can we get the gavel shaped like an ass?
Right.
Yeah.
She's got an ass gavel.
Like it, maybe the thing she hits. The thing she pounds.
I think at the end, when she decides, okay, she twerks one time.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Their punishment is she beats them.
Yeah, she boom, 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 boom.
Booty Justice.
Booty Justice.
Like those Brazilian dancers that like almost kill the guys with their asses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You take That's one totally shot to the it. Mouth from Judge Booty.
You hear stories like this from time to time. It's always pretty amazing. Two women in Philadelphia who've been friends since the sixth grade just found out they're actually related.
Hmm.
They're half sisters. No one made the connection until now, though. Here's their story from ABC6. Take a listen here.
I always looked up to Ashley. as if she was a big sister. It started way back in sixth grade. Since then, we've been friends.
She actually was, like, similar to me. Like,
we always heard, oh, y'all look just alike. I never showed you this one.
Mm-mm.
I like it. I got proposed to. So everybody's posting pictures on social media. My father posted a picture. Ashley posted a picture.
And then that's when she asked me about if I knew Ashley's mother. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember Michelle. And I was trying to figure out where we were going at with this.
A week later, the DNA test came back. My father texted to me, Ashley's your sister.
I remember Michelle.
And I just started crying.
Never forget.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Michelle. Damn. Sometimes I just think about Michelle.
Yeah. I feel Michelle right up.
Michelle, get after
Ooh,
it.
You can say Michelle and I liked each other.
I never forget Michelle's ass. Yeah.
That was gonna bring Michelle home to mama, though.
What are we getting at here? Yeah. Why are you asking me about Michelle? What do you know about Michelle?
Yeah, here's the story.
My sister, but like I watched her through so many struggles, you know, growing up. It's like my heart kind of dropped. I've been around him all my life, and I never once thought in my head, like, he can be my dad.
It was just God's work, man. You couldn't have told me in a million years that this beautiful young lady was my daughter. She's always been like a daughter to me for the last 17 years.
I see a lot of Toya in me when she, you know, like how she raised her kids. Like, I'm like, they're really my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, and that's what I keep thinking. Like, it's been that way because we already looked at each other that way. But it's like, to really know, it's weird.
After all these years, I still can't believe she's still my sister. I'm still in shock.
And I'm the baby sister. Your baby sister.
It's a real nice story, but what happened there?
He's I don't know that dad was absent for one of them.
Well, and the dad, so are they both around 17 years old? Is that the deal?
They've been friends for 17 years.
Okay, so like they're
dad
29.
Dad doesn't care because he's like, I don't have to pay for nothing. It's too late. I don't care if I'm your dad. I don't have to pay for anything.
I guess Ken didn't know that Michelle had gotten pregnant, but they did date right before Ashley
was
born.
But they hung out all the time, like, since
so,
they
but
were...
maybe Michelle didn't tell him, right?
Yeah, the mom might have known.
Right, or Michelle just had so much traffic.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
You know, you can't really tell.
I'm surprised that dude did everything but just be like, freaky Michelle.
Yeah.
I remember Michelle. I remember Michelle. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Smoking hot.
My father posted a picture. Ashley posted a picture.
And then that's when she asked me about if I knew Ashley's mother. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember Michelle.
Oh, yeah. But where are we going with this?
Pretty nasty.
Yeah. Where are we taking this exactly?
I remember.
Oh, sure. Wait, what you mean?
Yeah.
I remember a lot of things about Michelle.
I remember her insides.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a crazy story, but good for them. They finally found out that
Michelle,
sisters.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What strange thing did a local TV station give to a woman whose house burnt down? A name familiar to those listening to this show, George Flicklinger.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember the TV weatherman who first made headlines on the show? This is almost a year ago.
Nipple Flicker.
Nipple Flicker. He refused to apologize for airing tornado warnings. during the playoffs. And this is why we first had him on the show. This is what he said here. This is George Flickle.
Take a moment today and talk to you about severe weather. This weekend during Game 7 of the NBA semifinals here on ABC 13, we had a tornado warning in our area. Now, it's our commitment to you that when we do have a tornado warning, that we go on the air and stay on until it is over and you are safe. This weekend, per our severe weather policy, we broke into programming with the tornado warning and allowed you to continue watching Game 7 on a split screen. But apparently, that upset some of you.
And I'd just like to say, I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver versus Portland, because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
We get it. This tornado has been on the TV for over 20 minutes, and I'm trying to watch the last 3 minutes, not on the BS split screen. This is BS. You guys are terrible at your job.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did. If you're watching us from Bedford, for example, you're just as important to us as someone watching us from Danville or Lynchburg. Whenever there is a tornado warning, lives are at risk. This is Franklin County in April after an EF3 tornado tore through. And this is in Elon.
So that's him, you know, going on about why they did that. And this is how it played out on our show here, in case you missed it.
George Flicklinger.
Apparently I was sick.
Yeah, you were.
Calls to explain why his station aired tornado warnings during a playoff game. Take a listen.
Thank you for ruining Game 7, because you have to show a tornado warning.
We are not going to apologize for what we did. Whenever there is a tornado warning, lives are at risk.
This guy can't catch a break. There's an emergency. It's on during some playoff.
People's lives are at risk. Fire tornadoes are headed towards Lynchburg, and it's Super Bowl night.
I'm George Flicklinger. Listen, fire tornadoes and demons are coming towards Lynchburg right now.
I don't know who this idiot is on the TV right now.
George Flicklinger.
I think his name is George Nipple Flicker. He's terrible, and we're trying to watch the game, but he's talking about fire tornadoes.
I'm George Flicklinger, and I will not apologize for saving lives.
Fire that George Nipple Flicker.
I'm a weatherman, and I'm saving lives.
He takes his job too serious. Put the game back on.
He'd be so nervous if Nipple Flicker was coming on the air.
Because he'd be like, oh, what is it?
See, don't you feel like he's breaking in for everything?
Too much.
So he's back in the news today.
Of course he is.
You guys, this is so crazy. So there's this horrible story out of Virginia. This family faced with a double tragedy. Their house burnt down, and a family member died in a fatal car crash in the same night.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Mary is the woman. She lived in this home for 40 years, raised her 5 kids in it. It was destroyed by a fire. She and her granddaughter were inside the home when it caught fire. Luckily, they got out. But just 20 minutes up the road that same night, her sister was killed in a car crash, hit by the driver of a pickup truck.
Mm.
So what does Nipple Flinger do?
What?
He shows up at the house.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
To give her an umbrella.
He gave her an umbrella.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella.
Oh, my God. No.
Tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
Give her the fire broke out at Mary's home on Mill Road in Clover Monday night and destroyed almost everything she held dear.
Well, see my home burning up, and then and late that night, my sister had passed away on her way to my house.
Oh, my God.
Her daughter reached out to ABC 13 about her extraordinary loss. And today, Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before.
Is this a joke?
No. You have your own ABC 13 umbrella.
Who cares?
Oh, my God.
You, bringing you sunshine on a rainy day.
Oh,
George and I
God.
Got to talk with Mary and three of her daughters about just how tough things have been for their family.
Can we get this guy on the phone?
Hey, Nipple Flicker! Yeah. What the F?
What are you thinking?
What's
wrong with you? Yeah, we don't want to give him any more
attention.
He takes
weather serious. He thinks that the ABC 13 umbrella has enough power in it to just make you forget about losing your home and family and everyone.
Do you know how many umbrellas I have in a closet somewhere?
Do you know how long an umbrella lasts for? 13 seconds. Every umbrella I've ever had, like, just breaks.
This makes a year's supply of sausage look fantastic.
I was going to say.
We gave away people who weren't suffering from tragedy,
no,
though.
Just,
you know.
He said he was going to sign it. Yeah, he did. He's never signed one before. Right. He's going to sign it for her.
Get over himself, huh?
Yeah, that guy's a little...
Oh, my God. Nipple Flicker loves himself.
Well, I think he was like, I'm going to sign this now. It's really worth something. Me and Dave spent a whole weekend signing stuff, and we were like, listen... People were like, I'm going to sell this at eBay. I'm like, you're never going to get anything for this.
No, it'll cost you money.
It's never going to...
You're going to lose your ass.
This is worth nothing.
Yeah.
So insensitive.
It just blew me away.
Tacky.
Dude, that's the craziest thing. I can't believe they let him do it.
Your house burnt down. Your sister was killed in a car crash.
Yeah.
I think this guy calls a lot of shots there.
What a...
I wonder if it's...
I think you're right, dude. He's like some kind of powerful meteorologist.
Yeah. Don't they say, like, a lot of times the weatherman is the person that is, like the most?
Right.
Yeah.
They rate highest in the TV Q score. Like, right. People relate to them and like them the most.
So that you know they love me.
This has to bring his score down.
Oh, you would think, right? I mean, just listen to it again, because he thinks this is, like, the greatest thing.
He does.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella who's been through a tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
The fire broke out at Mary's home on Mill Road in Clover Monday night and destroyed almost everything she held dear.
Well, see my home burning up, and then
he made her hold the umbrella open right here.
He made her hold it.
It's
a beautiful sunny day, and she's holding an umbrella.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wait till I see how she reacts.
Extraordinary loss. And today, Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before. But you have your own ABC 13 umbrella.
Okay. She's supposed to cry about this?
Okay.
She's like, okay. I would say, I wouldn't answer the door.
Get out of here, Flickinger!
Get out of here.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
I've never seen such hardcore exploitation of a tragedy.
Oh, man.
For a disgusting, like, news purpose. It's so weird, man.
It's super weird.
That guy's a tool bag.
Yeah.
He's a real tool bag.
Yeah. That's like, James, if you could, any tragedy, if you go hand out Dave and Chuck the Freak bumper stickers.
You got it.
Right?
That's what I already do anyway.
Yeah, side of the road. People have been in accidents or something.
Oh, maybe you have an infectious disease and you're dying. Here's a sticker.
You know what? Listening. We don't sign those many times.
No.
Here you go.
But we'll sign them for you.
You know what?
We'll
sign
Chuck in the bathroom. We should all take a dump in a bag and give it to him live on camera.
Here's a Dave and Chuck the Freak bobblehead. Sorry about your loss.
We signed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an out-of-touch guy.
What a scumbag, really.
That is unlike anything I've seen on local television.
Man. Yeah, this umbrella's going to change your life.
You know, like, most of the time, they show up and they're like, we got you a new mobile home.
Right. Or we started a GoFundMe and raised $50,000, you know, towards the purchase of a new umbrella.
Her an umbrella.
I thought more was coming. When I first watched it, I'm like, oh, more's coming. Like, it's an umbrella, but inside the umbrella, it's going to rain cash on her or something. Yeah. You know?
It's an upgrade from a t-shirt.
Dude, this thing went crazy on Reddit, too.
You have to go on his Twitter, too, to see how he's defending.
Oh, is he defending
defending
himself?
Yeah. Oh, my
Let's
God.
Go on there.
Someone made a good point that his signature would probably wash off in the rain anyway.
Of course it would.
Yeah.
He expects you to just put it up on the wall, you know?
This guy.
There he is.
He's verifying.
Okay, go down.
Yeah.
It's from 10 hours ago, so
okay.
An hour ago. There. Now, somebody wrote a tweet.
You probably should have led with that. Otherwise, the umbrella. This woman lost everything, so we gave her an umbrella. Bottom line, this family gained some happiness from the new umbrella after awful losses. Her family chuckled that she liked the old one so much that she didn't use it. She didn't want to ruin it.
Nobody cares about the umbrella, Flickinger. You didn't change
it. He's defending it in all of his tweets.
He sucks.
She'd love the autograph.
I bet he's just such a butthole.
I'm just a local weather guy, but this woman is a loyal watcher who suffered unthinkable losses. She loved the autograph. It's not my job to judge what brings value to others.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, you're honestly going to act like this wasn't absolutely absurd? You signed it like Michael Jordan tossing a basketball to a lucky kid. You're the weather guy, and her sister died.
Thank you. Thank you, Mac 26.
I love it.
But he defends it.
Yeah, he's like, he thinks he's right. He's that... What is that?
Oh my God, the exact Lisa quote.
Yeah, what a douchebag. All for a little publicity. She should have shoved that umbrella up your ass.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa quote.
Yeah.
They asked me to bring them an umbrella.
He's every tweet he's answering.
Well, maybe the family did. I mean, maybe the family did. But you know what you don't just do is bring an umbrella.
You bring them a lot.
You show up, you bring an umbrella.
Let's just say you even do just bring an umbrella. You don't milk it for great press for the TV station.
Maybe you get something
else. On your own time and meet the lady, apologize for her loss, and give her an umbrella.
You should bring a party sub, too, you know? Bring some food.
Anything. You could have brought something else other than just the umbrella with your signature.
Crock pot full of chili.
Yep, I would have taken it.
This guy, bro, what the F were you thinking giving that old lady who lost her house a signed umbrella? Kids out here getting $300,000 GoFundMe accounts for being called names. You pull it up with an umbrella? Bro, no.
Bro, hello.
Bro, no.
And he's got such an ego on him, he can't let it go.
He's responding to every single one.
He's having a meltdown, this flicking jerk.
LOL, bro. No.
LOL, bro. No.
Someone said, hey, George, did they ask you to show up with a film crew? Just take the loss, George.
Yeah. That's it. George. He was like, listen, we got a great tragedy. We're going to
milk it for everybody
with it.
Oh my last name isn't Nibble Flicker.
Aren't they all like just draped all over him? Yeah, that's like an official. I feel like he calls the shots at that place.
Yeah,
I think
in Virginia. That's where he's at.
Yeah. Is he the station manager somehow?
No.
Is that how that works?
Voted best TV weathercaster in Virginia.
Huh.
How many could they have?
I was going to say, what Virginia's got like.
Out of three, I was voted best.
I bet one TV station covers 3/4 of Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
He does only have 6,500 followers.
Yeah.
I've been voted the best Andy in all of Detroit.
And Dave, one of the telltale signs, he's also following 5,680 people.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. You don't capitalize on other people's
strategy. What a classless move.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just no class.
No class. And you're right. You get her a $300,000 GoFundMe. You're the news. Yes. You're the biggest weatherman in all
the world. The family asks for you to get her an umbrella. One, if you can't do anything else, you get her in the umbrella, but you don't take the news. Two, you do your best to get her something.
Yeah.
You have tons of advertisers that would have stepped up and happily contributed to this woman to give her a little bit of something extra.
Yeah. This guy's nuts. I guess that, at least he's going to always be in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't see him getting out.
No.
That's his punishment for being Flickinger. He will never get out of Roanoke.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Why did a 911 dispatcher refuse to send help to a stroke victim? The Cincinnati 911 call taker is in some trouble after refusing to send emergency help to a guy who was experiencing an apparent stroke. He passed away.
Oh, no.
Here's the story of how this played out from ABC. Take a listen.
City manager sent a letter detailing what happened to the mayor and members of council. In that letter, he says the communications center employee neglected her duty when she did not send help to the man. The neighbor told the dispatcher, quote, "This is an emergency," and quote, "He has a stroke and has another one coming. He's gonna die." At one point, the neighbor said the patient may not answer questions or want help. The call was nearly 8 minutes long. The call taker told the neighbor, quote, "There is nothing the fire department or police officers can do. They can't force themselves on him." Eventually, the caller hung up. The city manager says no help was sent. There was an initial investigation done that determined the call taker had a good location and information about the stroke within 45 seconds, so they should have sent help according to the emergency medical dispatcher training. The call taker has been suspended pending the outcome of a disciplinary process.
Now, this comes at a time when the city is dealing with another wrongful death lawsuit involving the city's emergency communications center. Back in 2018, 16-year-old Kyle Plesch died after getting trapped in his minivan. His parents' wrongful death lawsuit says two 911 dispatchers and two police officers acted negligently and recklessly. It also says the city manager at that time knew the 911 system was flawed. Tanya.
Don't call 911 in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so they got some problems down there.
So she, because she couldn't speak directly to the patient, but she said she wouldn't send help.
Listen, though, what if I'm out cold?
Right, exactly. Most times it's not. If someone's having a medical emergency, it's not them that's calling 911. It's someone's calling on their behalf.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't understand it.
But I also went to a McDonald's and they told me that McNuggets didn't come in meals.
Yeah, dude.
So, I mean, you're dealing with...
Yeah, but they're not on the line trying to save people's lives.
I'm just saying, though.
I'd much rather have someone not that bright trying to make me a Big Mac as opposed to trying to save my life.
But they've infiltrated everything.
Right.
They're making our Big Macs and they're sending help.
Yeah.
So we're screwed. we're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't trust them. Everybody's dumber than ever.
That's so scary, though. But listen, I don't care how dumb you are. You just do your job. Just send help. What is it to you?
Yeah.
What is it to you? Like, how is that affecting your life? It's not.
Nope.
I don't know.
You send help. Someone's asking, saying they're having a stroke. You send help.
She didn't think about the fact that sometimes people having emergencies can't speak.
Yeah, that took her by surprise, you know?
It's the same thing as the Nuggets.
It's the exact same thing as Nuggets don't come in a meal.
What was your response?
I'm looking. No, you know what I did? I was like,
huh?
You know what? Don't eat here.
You can't.
I was like, okay, then. See ya.
Yeah.
And I just drove away. Because you're staring right at the thing that says, you know, 10-piece nugget meal.
Yeah.
It has a price. But I wasn't going to argue. I'm just like, you know what? Thank you. That's the universe telling me I don't need to eat a combo right now.
You're right.
That's what it was.
Take it as a sign.
Good thing you were in
one of those drive-thrus you could escape from, because a lot of them you're trapped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nope.
It's scary. They look real unsure when they hand you your food these days. It's a different time.
Oh.
And it's the same thing.
They just flat out didn't know.
You can't be having strokes.
Because I think at first I was like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do for sure.
And she's like, no, 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 they don't. I'm like, okay.
Why didn't you just say, well, I'll have the number 7 then?
No, I just was like, no, I didn't want to throw a number at him, Dave. I don't really.
There's a point where their stupidity trumps you. You're like, well,
that's it. It hurt.
Checkmate.
The amount of dumb froze me.
Yeah. Dude, I've had him. Give me burgers with no burgers.
Yeah.
Things I never had to worry
burgers
about before.
With no and burgers?
Yeah, I've gotten burgers with no burgers.
I got coffee with a tea bag in it last week.
Yeah, dude, they can't
coffee
do it.
With a tea bag in it.
See what I'm saying? And they're working for 911.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that person isn't.
Well, no, no, but they're
the same kind of people.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
The dumb.
They're doing all the jobs.
Have you encountered the dumb lately?
Yeah.
What has been your most recent encounter with the dumb?
Mm.
If you want to share it with us, whether it was 911 or getting a coffee.
This will make me upset.
It will make probably all of us upset. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number.
Just wait till you watch them building a building or something. And you're like, whoa, the whole thing fell down.
Like that building just collapsed in
New Orleans. They got
a bunch of people.
The Hard Rock Hotel just collapsed.
They couldn't figure out how to get the body out.
Yeah, the body's still there.
Body's still there.
They're like, it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing every job now.
The dumb's doing it all.
Just wait till one's a doctor.
There are.
There are.
Sponges there left are. Inside, all sorts of things.
Yeah, that is right.
They're doing the wrong thing the time.
He's like, I hooked his heart to his butt.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Didn't
you're
think
dumb.
It through.
Oh,
wasn't
no.
Wasn't there a doctor on a hoverboard or something?
Yes! There was a dentist.
That's a dentist.
Yeah. That's a dumb dentist.
Who was performing on a patient while she was passed out and he was on a hoverboard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And luckily he did lose his license.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, so there.
He was probably like,
everywhere.
I don't get a what the big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I took a sip of the coffee. right? And I'm like, oh, that,
this is
that doesn't taste right.
So it's like someone thought for a split second coffee and tea should mix.
They got it messed
or
up.
They were just so they dumb, they just water. Thought it was water.
Brown water?
Yeah. They didn't even look. They didn't even look.
Or they put the tea bag in the cup and then, but the thing was hanging out the side of it.
Somebody ordered a tea. I don't know what happened.
I really don't.
Yeah, someone just got a hot cup of water. So think about that.
I ordered a chicken sandwich the other day, a specific kind. And then one of them was the right kind. And then the other one, man, they just picked up a piece of chicken from another thing.
Yeah.
Threw it right on there.
Why not?
Someone said, guys, I work in 911. I work in 911. The nuggets don't come in meals. People are the same people working in 911. Often, but not always. So he's saying some Michael workers are not that bright, basically.
Yeah. Well, I think you're like, dude, I'm done with nuggets. I gotta step it up. And then you go to 911, but you're still the person that doesn't know about nugget meals.
Someone said that I just got ordered a burger, and it came with no meat. And I went back to the fast food place, and the manager said, I'm sorry, this happens all the time.
Yeah, oh yeah. This happens all the time.
This should never happen.
Burgerless burger. You hate to see it.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Oh. But I think that I judge how we are as society through the drive-thrus.
Well, it's why I sometimes I'll
they're
have
the first
to,
thing to go.
I've had to say the exact way I wanted a burger built. Yeah. I was like, I want the burger, bun, burger, cheese, top bun. That's it.
Sometimes they can't do that.
No.
They'll give you two top buns.
Yeah. Someone said, I gave the lady at a KFC in Providence, Rhode Island three tries before driving away last week.
Three. That's
I'd like a family meal. Enough. We don't. I don't think we do family meals. No, I'm sure you do a family meal. Nope.
Okay, then. And then you go away.
I think sometimes they get scared, too. I think
scared?
I think the drive-thru people get a little scared or something. Because I ordered an eight-piece chicken and two sides. And then one of the sides wasn't in there, and what they had done was they replaced one side with like four extra pieces of chicken. I'm like, you gave me 12 chicken, and no.
That's right. That's our math. There was no taters.
Listen to this. I ordered a McDouble just ketchup. When I got home and opened it, that was all there was, a bun with ketchup. Yeah. So you have to say, I would like the meat too, but the only top, like you have to dispel it out completely.
Yeah. I've said I want a quarter pounder with cheese plain.
Oh.
And they were like, wait. You just want the cheese?
Oh my God.
I just want the cheese and the burger.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh. Yep.
It's harder when there's more requests involved.
Yeah, I know.
Order for people.
You know, I'm not throwing you something that's completely.
No, I'm just saying.
You bonkers. Yeah.
Someone makes a good point. The fact that people aren't eating Chinese food or drinking Corona beer right now because they're afraid of getting Corona. How dumb.
That's
what
you're talking.
That's where we're at.
That's where we are. Corona beer. It's incredible how it's affected them. It is absolutely incredible how much they've lost because of the coronavirus.
They should have thought about it.
Like, who can you sue? Whoever named it, like, I gotta sue somebody.
That name, it's been that name.
I know, but I mean,
they're trying to use the whatever the.
Yeah, but no one's gonna go by it.
No,
it's gonna be the coronavirus. It's like Baby Yoda. It'll always be Baby Yoda.
You ever seen a Big Mac with no patties in there?
It's very sad.
I can't even imagine.
This I don't even get. Ordered a medium hot coffee, extra extra. Girl said, "Would you like the sugar melted?"
You confused me with your question, man. And yes,
what is that?
No, just go ahead and drop it in there.
What?
Would you like the sugar melted?
I was trying to order six donut holes. Someone said. The girl said, "I can only order in quantities of three." And I said, "Yes, I'd like six, two quantities of three."
We can't do that, sir. I'm calling the police.
There's no six button on here.
I'm calling the police. You're getting threatening
are
now.
You magician.
Yeah. You're like a wizard. Are you Elon Musk's?
You're like that Elon Tusk.
Someone said, I encounter the dumb daily. I drive truck for a living. Not sure how 80% of these people get their license.
That's another scary thing. You see that, too, all the time.
See, this is why, I'm just concerned with the world.
Dude, I'm telling you, the drive-thrus are the first to go. That's when I really started.
The pulse.
But you'll catch the occasional person who's killing it. Yeah. I'm like, wow. And I feel like saying, you need to get out of here. Like, you're too smart for this. You're incredible at what you do right now.
Yeah.
Dude, you know it's older people that kill it at drive-thrus?
Really?
Well, they care so much, and they do such good work.
Yeah.
I like almost cried the other day because everything was fine. Mm. Yeah. It was this old lady told me, have a blessed day.
Yeah.
And I said, you put burgers on it. I was like, you didn't? No ice in my Coke? I'm like, you didn't.
Someone said I ordered an iced caramel macchiato. They asked if I wanted it hot or cold.
Oh.
Well, I'd like it iced.
Iced. Right there in the title.
I'd love it iced
if I
could.
It's in the title.
Man.
Mike's in Massachusetts. Mike, you had a comment on this. Talking about dealing with the dumb these days, Mike.
We're all dead.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Venus balls.
Venus.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, so I work for a lumber yard, and we were cutting a piece of plywood in half for a customer, making 2 4x4 sheets, 2 squares. And this guy was trying to fit in his car, and he thought it would fit if he just turned it around. But it was the same dimensions either way.
Yeah,
but he tried. For how long did he try for?
He thought it was like a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, exactly.
Good 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, man. He tried turning it like 4 different times. Mm-mm-mm. Couldn't fit it.
Oh, no.
Nope.
What do you
There's
do?
Just no
you just,
way.
You just let it happen.
You know what happened the other day is I always say no ice in my drinks.
Yeah.
And then it said, they show you the screen now because I think they're like, they've got to do something about the dumb.
It's
so they
true.
Show you the screen as you're getting your order going. And I said, no ice now, you know? And they said, as the screen popped up, said extra ice. And I was like, you got it wrong. Uh-oh. I was like, you've got it wrong. No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. And then when, you know, they start to hand me the drink at the end of the process, it's rattling like a.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus God!
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to drive-thrus very often, so I look to you guys for.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, bad
it's real
dark
bad.
Times.
The first to go, first thing to go in society.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next is the lights.
Oh my God! This guy is even selling out his own son. You know when you go through security line at the airport and you have to put your phone on the scanner to scan your boarding pass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My son got to the TSA. The agent said, "Face down." He put his face on the screen.
Jeez, Pete. I was at a gas station
Your son's having some trouble. You need to get your son some help.
Wow, his son won't make it.
This guy at the gas station, his kid was supposed to be filling up his vehicle for him, like with gas or something. He's looking out there and he goes, "My son, he's very stupid." I'm like, "What's he doing?" He's like, "He does not know where the gas is." He's like, "He's running around out there. Look how stupid." He's useless. I was like, "Oh my God." Crack me up. Huh. He's like, "He's very confused."
Voice changing technology. Anonymous police officer in Boston calling us. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Ripcord.
Ripcord. You've encountered the dumb.
I have. I was having gotten a slow shift one day, and I got called. Dispatch sent me to a call about a motor. Basically, someone locked out of their car. We get them all the time. Sometimes we'll try and get a wedge in there and see if we can get the car unlocked for them. We do it all the time. And so they sent me to a place. I drive down there. And on my way there, I drive through the parking lot right where the car is supposed to be. And I see this big crowd of people around. And I'm starting to look over and starting to think if I should, that doesn't look strange. I should go over there instead. And some guy starts waving at me. So it's okay. So I get on my radio and ask them to divert my call someplace else because, I'm getting flagged down. And the guy who's waving says, "Oh, yeah, the woman who called, she's right here." And I said, "Okay." And I get out, and I see this woman standing there with a convertible. The top's down. And I go, "Hey, man, did you call the police? Like, is everything okay?" And she goes, "Yeah, everything's fine. I just locked my keys in the car."
Hmm.
And I'm like, "Wait, you're the one that called and said you were locked out of the car?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's me."
And it's a convertible?
She's yelling at me,
"Oh."
And there's people everywhere, and I'm looking around. I'm just thinking, am I missing something? I was like, "So where are your keys exactly?"
And she goes, "They're in the car. They're in there."
And I said, "Oh, okay. I'm not trying to be rude, but she could reach it." And I said, "Well, I'll get them for you, but next time you can just pull them out of there." And then she told me that the reason that she called us to unlock. Get the keys out instead of pulling them out of there was because she thought that if she pulled the keys out from inside, it would set off a car alarm that would send the police.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my. That's where our tax dollars are going.
Yeah.
But the cops would have got there either way. She could have either called.
The best part about it is that I was a little dumbfounded, and I think she picked up on that. So I said, okay, so I stick my arm in. I'm a pretty tall guy, and put it out. And all the people are standing around, and I hand her the key, and she looks at me dead-eyed, and she says, "No, that's so effing hard."
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Oh, so she was rude about it.
Oh, yeah.
God. I would have given obstructing justice. I don't know.
Causing a commotion.
I've been on my ship now, and I heard you guys talk about that. I had to call. I couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Not right with that one.
See ya.
See ya, man.
He's on the front lines.
And the one I ordered two cookies, girl said she only had a button for one or three. I had to explain how to ring it up.
And press one twice then.
Yeah, you could do one two times. Huh?
That's really tough.
I think that like, there's some people, it's like, I think like orangutans and things would beat them at puzzles.
Well, we've designed a lot of cash registers so that like it's very simple. You know, like the drink has a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a little drink and a medium drink and a large drink.
Oh, it's pictures. A lot of them are pictures
now.
It's
just pictures.
Yeah, they just click on the picture. They had to make it that simple for a lot of people. Regular line, Richard's in Tampa. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
Talking about encountering the dumb, what was your run-in?
Well, I went through a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if I can say that on air or not, but I ordered a large iced coffee with cream and extra granulated sugar. The gal at the drive-through window had no idea what granulated sugar was.
That's a big word
she tried to put liquid sweetener in there. Didn't work. The manager came over and had to show her liquid sweetener, powder sweetener, and granulated sugar. And she still acted like she didn't even understand what he was telling her.
It's right. Just sugar.
Regular old sugar. Just
regular white sugar. Got,
yeah, just the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She had a blank look on her face, like, I still don't understand.
You're working in a coffee shop where you use sugar in so many of the things you serve.
He wants some granular insulated sugar.
Dave, need I remind you, I was yelled at in a coffee shop.
Yes, Chuck, I'll never forget.
For putting the sugar in before the cream and then the coffee.
Right.
I don't know how to granulate sugar.
There's a way it's done.
It was supposed to be the cream.
It was their special recipe.
And then the sugar and then the coffee. It all melts and mixes the same way.
Do we grant you fluffy sugars?
And that was the last coffee I'll ever make. Oh, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to next. We're off to St. Petersburg, where the captain's with us. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What was your encounter with the dumb?
Just real quick, I want to say prepare the pig.
Oh, prepare the pig!
I got a local Taco Bell by my work that I go to quite often, and they're usually... they're usually, like, really helpful with me. I got this real nice Southern black lady. She calls me baby, gives me a free Baja Blast every time.
That's very nice.
How lovely.
When this one worker started, like, kind of upcharging me more for my substitutions, like, I didn't want to make a big scene about it. So I was just like, oh, hey, I noticed this was a little more than usual. Can I just ask how you did that? She's like, oh, no, sir, that's an upcharge. I was like, I know it's an upcharge, but it's supposed to be, like, way less. So then it started, like, kind of getting some people coming, and then this guy realized what I was talking about. And then she started, like, poking at her computer. She's like, oh, man, did this dude just show me how to do my job? I'm like, damn right, dude, I just showed you how to work your Taco Bell, and I work at a marina.
Right. Never seen it. Never even looked at their little get-up.
They were deleting... They were added.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Someone said
it's everywhere.
I hired a college kid to cut the lawn with a big riding mower for 2 hours. He's out there driving the mower. Yeah. I pull up to the property. He He never turned the blades on.
Oh, he was just driving.
Just cruising.
Just cruising. Just taking a ride.
2 hours cruising. He's like, man, this doesn't look any better.
Listening to his music. He's like, this grass is some kind of different grass.
I gotta be pretty honest with you. I was pretty high. I was pretty high.
You have a scientific anomaly in your backyard. I've never seen grass that doesn't cut. You have uncuttable grass. I don't know what to do about it.
Uncuttable grass.
Grass is uncuttable.
I called everybody I knew.
You need to call National Geographic and have them study your lawn because that is wild. You got uncuttable grass. You can make stuff for the space shuttle with it. It's uncuttable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Oh, that's
cut
so sad.
It for 2 hours.
Someone else went to another popular coffee chain, ordered a grilled ham and cheese, and they're like, I'm sorry, we don't have that. We could make you a grilled cheese and add ham, though.
Yeah. Mm. Well, why don't you try that? See how it shakes out.
Okay, I'll take it.
We're in this together.
No, we're not.
Yeah, oh, no. Dude, I seen an ice cream machine break at a place once, and then one worker and two workers, and then they saw me through the drive-thru waiting on what? And it was like, I looked into their eyes, and it was pain and confusion and fear.
Mm. Don't know which was worse. I was at a Georgia McDonald's. Lady walked in, asked for a large coffee with 10 sugars and 10 creams. Mm. 10. The cashier, though, needed a manager to ring it up. Mm. Both bad.
Someone drinking, oh, my God, 10 sugars and 10 creams and a coffee.
You know what, though? Oh,
that's probably not the worker's fault there because they...
I watched that show.
Yeah,
McMillions. Yeah, the McMillions.
Yeah, they ordered that.
That's what they ordered, yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, it's 10 crazy.
They were like large, yeah, large, and they were like 10 creams, and
that's like each of them's a tablespoon of sugar, isn't it?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah,
that's a lot of sugar.
That shook me. I remember I was like, oh, ugh.
That's disgusting.
And they're like, perfect. I'm like, it's not coffee at that point.
No, it's just sugar
mm-hmm. and cream.
Oh.
10 creams.
Ugh. That's so disgusting.
Someone said, I drive Uber on the weekends in Tampa. At the airport, people don't understand the difference between arrivals and departures.
Oh, no.
Those are two big words.
You think people. They're looking at it?
Eventually, it'd be like, go away. Go. Come. He departed. Did he try to arrive?
What?
I don't know where he is. Supposed to pick him up.
If you have to explain it, you can't fly. That's it.
Eventually, we're going to need a color. There'll be a color of sign that means landing.
It'll just be a picture of a plane coming down.
You're right.
And a picture of a plane taking
off.
I already believe they have that at a lot. Like, you see the plane, like, even on the signs as you're pulling into the airport.
I guess
I've
never paid
attention. It shows you a plane going up, and then it shows you a plane going down.
I've never paid attention because
it's landing backwards.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
They don't know how flight works.
They don't know.
They don't know how flight.
What is it?
Go.
Oh, no.
How do plane work?
Someone emailed us, said work for an oil change place. Kid brought in his car. Oil was totally clear. Turns out he put vegetable oil in there.
Oh.
It's not going to do it.
That'll do
it. I guess what's happening here is we can't take anything for granted anymore.
No.
We can't take it for granted that people know that motor oil is for motors.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
That departures are planes that are leaving.
Yes, yeah. Right. Arrivals mean that they're arriving.
Yes. Yep.
We can't.
That granulated sugar is granulated sugar.
Yep.
Like, you have to tell everyone exactly everything, word for word. I'd like just ketchup. I mean, I still want the meat, but I would like only ketchup as the topping.
I would like a Big Mac with burgers in it.
Yeah, that's what throws them when you say, I only want cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
They
freak
out. Can I get a quarter pounder with cheese? And I only want cheese on it.
Yeah. You got to say plain.
Well, no, then I got it. Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll put a little tiny toy plane on it.
That's what's coming. That's what's coming, I hope.
I wanted it plain.
That's cool.
That's pretty neat.
I don't mind that, I guess.
I brought it in from home.
Yeah, I don't
mind
that.
Lucky I had that.
God just had that boogle for you.
Terrifying.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.